Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
The last thing they saw was someone they trusted. You're tuned in to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring retired FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreeke.
2024 ended. I'm not trying to make that analogy. I'm not going to restart this. I was going to say with a bang.
Yeah.
like that's not, boom. That's not what I want to say. 2024 ended with a shocking image that we saw on a security camera in Manhattan of a man coming out and shooting United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson on the streets of New York. December 4th is how that month started, and then proceeded into a manhunt, eventually finding Luigi Mangione. The man is accused of being that shooter, and let's be honest, with all evidence, he probably is. Got the gun. He looks like the guy on camera. He has a manifesto. It's him. Joining me to discuss, Robin Dreeke, retired FBI special agent, chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program. Let's talk legal stuff here for a little bit. Neither of us are legal people, but right. Just trying to theorize, what sort of defense are we going to have here for this man?
An emotional one.
Okay.
I literally think that's what they're going to be playing on with defense. They hired a high dollar defense lawyer on this one. Mm-hmm. Very skilled, very articulate. And I think they're going to be playing off that public opinion of some twisted people out there. And I don't judge, but this one I am. If you think that this was a righteous killing, like there's a lot of people that do, you got something wrong, because yeah, there's never an answer for that. And so I think they're really gonna be playing on that in this, in the jury, you know, because you claim innocent. And so there's going to be a tactic, obviously, to attack the evidence, how it was collected, but they're going against NYPD on this. Like them, hate them, or anything else, I don't think there's a better police force in the entire world at doing that. Mm-hmm. These people, these investigators, these detectives are experts at doing what they do, collecting evidence, collecting data, going to court, going to prosecution. I mean, they have their reps down. So I think we're not going to see any missteps on how that was done, mm-hmm. Especially since there's a huge data footprint that he left behind him of a treasure trove that led right to him from the get-go.
Yeah.
I mean he wasn't just dropping breadcrumbs, he's dropping loaves of bread as he walked around. And so it's going to come down, I think, of they're going to go as much as they can off of jury.
Yeah.
What they can emotionally get the jury to hook onto, that it was reasonable what he did, or it was an emotional moment, or a heat of passion, whatever they're going to try to do. I don't know what it's going to be, but they're going to try to do it.
And that's, I think, an interesting thing in this, because there's the craze about him is very high. There's a large percentage of the population that agrees with him. I mean, you can agree with arguments, but you can't agree with shooting the guy on the street. And I don't know that everybody agrees with shooting him on the street, but I would say that they don't really feel any empathy for that happening. Right. And that's an interesting thing. But I think some do feel like, well, this had to happen. Unfortunately, we had to get there for things to change. I don't think this is going to change very much.
No, and we did it in your last show too, and I want to pull this apart because I want people that are actually kind of feeling that compulsion to sympathize with him as this social justice warrior, to really look at this outside of what social media put out about him as a social justice warrior. It is bunk. No, he's not. So let's look at the data of someone like this. So let's do an empathetic deep dive on who he is from the data we have from what's been demonstrated before. Here's someone that grew up in a very privileged family. A lot of money. Parents made a lot of money. Very philanthropic. That's it. Philanthropic about the money, the donation. You know, but very privileged. Went to private schools, valedictorian. Very much look at me, look at me, look at me. Very successful kid. He goes off to Penn State. Very successful. All these great successful things coming from a very wealthy, capitalistic family. So now he goes off and he's out of touch with his mother and his parents for up to 6 months. And during this time period has been purported by what we see from the limited data points that we're getting, you know, like the rest of us do on media, that he had some sort of back injury or anything like this. Now, from this point forward, what the narrative that was put forward that made him this social justice warrior was that he was 26 years old. He's kicked off his parents' health insurance plan. He's injured. And now because the United Healthcare represents the big bad guy that disenfranchised him, that was bad against his health and all his friends' health, he took him out because we need to do social justice and reform the system. Let me paint a different narrative, which is a lot more accurate. So here's someone that's been the center of attention for so long his entire life. Mm-hmm. He falls off the grid. He goes to Hawaii. He's hanging out with a bunch of surfer dudes. A bunch of surfer dudes who his roommate was on Fox one night saying that he actually put the idea to do a book study where they actually read things like Ted Kaczynski's book and all the other books that are about these social justice warriors. He sits around in a cabal there validating each other about the system and how the system's corrupt, being wound collectors, victims, and that he's now potentially, as another doctor put out there, you know, he's on pain meds most likely for his back injury. So mm-hmm. You put some chemical imbalances going on. You put this wound collector victim mentality, you put someone down there that has been the center of attention his entire life, and all of a sudden he's not the center of attention. He's got a group of friends that say, hey, we really need to fight the man. He goes, I'll do it because I haven't been the center of attention for that long. Mm-hmm. So here's the real data. He was never part of that healthcare system of United Healthcare. So he took out someone as a figurehead, as a symbol. It wasn't personal. It wasn't even about that company. It was just about a symbol. Symbolism along the way. He's got choo-choo train money, you know, from Monopoly money in his backpack. He has inscribed, you know, the words from the book, you know, on the shell casings. This is all me, me, me. If he was actually a social justice warrior and committed to a mission of cause, he wouldn't have taken his mask down and flirted with the girl inside the hostel either. He would have been focused on what he was trying to do. But who's all, just look at this. Who's it all about the entire time? Him. Mm-hmm. Him, him, him. He wasn't fighting for the little man. He's fighting for him, because here's another fact and data. If he had gone off his parents' health insurance, that the people are saying he's just fighting because he lost his health insurance. Really? His parents are multimillionaires, if not billionaires. You think they wouldn't have taken care of that back surgery?
Exactly.
This was all about him. This wasn't about doing some social justice. This was a narcissistic maniac acting out because he had zero ability to solve a problem in his life by doing anything but killing someone. He went from zero to kill, all about himself to gain notoriety.
He looked bam. Like if he looked like Ted Kaczynski, and yes, that was a bam moment. That was great. If he looked like Ted Kaczynski, do you think the society would be feeling the same?
No. And if actually he was like Ted Kaczynski, you'd never know who he was.
Well, not, if you're like, I'm saying look. I think looks actually have a lot to do.
Huge.
With this. I mean, even if people are less empathetic about a healthcare CEO going out, I think it's sad, but the legs on this are more so because he's an attractive young man that people like. And I'm not saying that men don't do the same thing in other cases. I mean, you can look at many of them and go, yeah, this is why people are paying attention. But this is, it's just the other way around. But it is, the level that people are going to with this. It's not just, oh yeah, I think this person is attractive. It's like, buy merch. I mean, there's so many places that have been shut down now, people selling merch for this. That really just shows such a strong passion that people seem to feel this way, and it can't be ignored. That, as horrible as it is, do you think that any of these companies are going to take this maybe as a bit of a reckoning to look at PR at the very least, or to rearrange how they do some things? Because the villagers have their pitchforks and torches. They're at the castle gates. One of them got through. They're there. They're pushing on the door. How do you think that there's going to be any reaction there?
Well, there should be.
Yeah.
I mean, anytime something of tremendous impact or tragedy happens, you know, makes us all reflect, you know, hopefully. So healthy, I'll couch it like this. It forces healthy people to reflect. You know, healthy people own their behaviors. Healthy people look in the mirror when something tragic happens and say, what was my culpability in this? You know, what could I be doing differently? What could I do differently so that I can't inspire someone to feel that way and they want to seek out retribution against me or anyone of my company or anything like that? So it should make us, as a society, as individuals, as corporations, more reflective every time something tragic like this is happening. So that could be a real benefit of this, you know, because again, we'll get the glass half full that someone tragically had to give their life, but maybe we will see, you know, some reform in the system. And, but it's still at the end of the day, this guy was not a social justice warrior looking for reform, or I think he's looking for making it all about himself. And so that's where he'll be answering as well.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Let's be honest. Nothing kills the thrill of a good murder mystery like a commercial for laundry detergent. It's like someone slapping a closed sign on your favorite dive bar. But you're not here for that, are you? You're here for the good stuff. So ditch the ads and upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get your crime straight. No chaser. Commercial free with extended interviews and early access. It's like getting the bartender's special when the bar's already closed. Search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and drink it all in.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love, with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love, with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Bretzky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.